Hey gang, John here. Before we get started with this particular podcast, I wanted to let you know about something that just we were informed of, which is that registration is still in the Sheraton. So at least right now, it's still in the Sheraton. Pretty sure that's where it's going to be when we start, but Regina has let us know that that is the case. And we'll let you know if that changes. And I'm certain that Regina will remind us when we, well, actually, as I'm recording this, we'll be talking to her tomorrow. So you'll hear it in a few days. So there you go. Well, not as I'm recording this particular thing. The podcast itself was recorded. Anyway, enjoy. Peace.
There's one set for stun. Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is really
neat. You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the unique geek.
Welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that can read your mind. And joining me, as always, is the mysterious Lee. Lee, how are you doing?
I'm good. Not only are we the podcast that can read your mind, we can sneak in wherever you are.
Yes.
And,
we're often in blurry photographs too.
And we also often are in blurry. Yes. Yes, we are. We want to send out please feel better vibes to Ric Flair. We hope he's going to feel better and be able to be at Dragon Con. If you haven't seen it, he's been in the hospital.
Yeah.
We would love him to be able to come to Dragon Con. We hope he gets better really quick. I've already said I got two new guests. I don't think I saw anything else today. Did you see anything, John?
No, I was going to look real quick. Did which guests did you get?
I already said Nick Blood, and I can't remember her name because I'm awful. But
Now I remember. Yeah.
Nick Blood, which really should be a name of a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
So right, that's the thing that we decide. Yeah.
If Marvel, we know you're listening, so therefore, yeah.
But
and what else for you?
I'm looking right now.
I didn't
see
anybody.
I'm not seeing anything. Nope. I'm not seeing anything. There's upcoming events are listed.
Yep. Well, so I will tell you that this weekend is the last director's meeting for Dragon Con. And usually what happens after that is a day or so later, the app gets updated because this is kind of our last, like, oh dear God in heaven, if you have an update, send it today or else it's done. So that's usually what happens, but we'll see if that's still the case this year. So just FYI on that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always what?
Wallace Shawn. Wallace Shawn was announced.
Hmm.
Yes.
Inconceivable that he is coming to Dragon Con, is it not?
It is. Well, yeah, it is. By the way, do not ask him to say that. Whatever you do.
Oh, really?
Not
does he get mad?
Ask him. Yeah. We saw him here in Tampa at Tampa MegaCon, and his take on that is he doesn't want to be defined by one character, and he sort of doesn't, you know, he's sort of tired of saying that. Feel free to ask him about his political views. He will go off. He tries.
Okay.
But and in hindsight, he's a very insightful man.
I would not at all be surprised that he's a very insightful man. He's I've heard
He likes to say he's to the left of Bernie Sanders. So
wow, that's pretty good. But John, you know, I was thinking about it, you know, could you imagine in your deepest, darkest memory when you are deep into your meditative state, some of the guests we would have gotten this year. I know. No. I think about it. Think about it. I mean, could you have projected these positive thoughts to get people like Wallace Shawn and William Shatner and hopefully Ric Flair?
Yeah.
You know, coming to Dragon Con, some of your 80s
Ric
icons.
Flair, you know, Ric Flair looks like a Sasquatch.
A little bit. He does look a little like a Sasquatch if Sasquatch was bleach blonde.
I'm that trying really to get cool. to the I'm trying to get to the introduction.
I know, but that would be really cool.
So anyway, we have someone here that could describe.
Yes, we do. We have Deb, who is my second, but the person who has done a lot about the paranormal scheduling. And we brought her here so I can interview her and we don't play a game. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Lee. Hi, John.
Hi, Deb. Hey, so what's it like working with Lee? Go ahead. Give us all the dirt.
I'll be quiet. I swear.
John, you know, what's it like working with Lee when she's quiet? Oh, I wouldn't know.
It's always interesting working with Lee. It's always fun coming up with stuff that Lee says, stuff that he does, and you know,
there
it's
was a
fun.
There was a Twitter account called Lee Stuff Lee Says. Right? Is it still around?
We did do that one
year. They did it as a hashtag one year. It wasn't a whole account.
There
Thank
really
you.
Ought to be somebody start.
No,
that.
Really shouldn't. No, no, it shouldn't. Thank you. No. I feed them. I give them lasagna at the staff meeting.
Yes. Very good lasagna.
Homemade lasagna.
When was your staff meeting?
It hadn't happened yet.
Oh. Hmm. So these are just promises.
No staff meeting.
I've done it for years. How many years have I done this? I don't even know. I mean, I've done the staff meeting for years where I do their lasagna. Yes.
Yes.
Ha ha.
Yes, so, that's why we keep coming back.
That's exactly it. Lasagna and cookies, man. That will keep them volunteers coming. I'm just letting everybody know.
So, Deb, tell me, seriously, tell me how you got involved with Dragon Con, and then specifically how you got suckered, started working with Lee.
I was actually, I answered this question on a Dragon Con board on Facebook the other day. My first year was 98 or 99. I came on a guest badge with Georges Gentil. And I know I had to say, I had to drop name drop with that one. And then I actually ended up working with Lee. My first year was 2002.
Yeah. It sounds about right. Yep.
Yeah. Cause Beth and I, the year before, we had spent a ton of time in the extract room. And we're like, these are all great, really great panels. We should work here. And so we basically suckered Lee into taking us on.
Yeah. And Beth is her wife. They both work together. They're adorable. They're absolutely adorable. So, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. But we did kind of know each other at that point already, right? Didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. 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 Because they can't believe my son is 18. They still think he's about 5.
He came as like Harry Potter and he had the little lightning bolt on his head and he's adorable. And now he's grown and he's twice as tall as I am and it's disgusting. So yeah.
So you start working at the X-Track and then a couple of years ago, maybe it was just last year, Lee inherited the paranormal as well.
Right.
Track. And so then last year. Yeah, okay. So then last year you started working with Lee on the paranormal track then.
Right.
So yeah, basically
I kind of got suckered over onto that because we did paranormal used to be part of X-Track.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And we had the ghost hunters and we would have all of the Sasquatch and we would have, you know, we used Sasquatch. To do ghost stories, you know, as one of our last panels at night and everything. And I really enjoyed it because I mean, I love that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And so then they split it off and they had another director doing it. And last year it turned out that he wasn't able to do it. I don't know if it was personal matters or whatever. He just decided to move on. And so, you know, Lee said she would take it back on. And I ended up doing a lot of it last year. And so I told her this year I would take a lot of it on because I know it's a lot to run one track, much less two. So we've been able to, you know, split up the tasks to get it done. So.
But she did make me promise. I have to say this because this is a person who doesn't want to be a moderator in Q&A. She made me promise if we were in a big room, I would come and help with Q&A.
Yeah.
She was like, I will help you. I will be your second, but you must. And I said, yes.
Yeah, I don't do that.
She doesn't do that.
No.
And yet you're on this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. That's different. We're all friends. You've met her.
Oh, gotcha.
And this is
yeah, I have met her. By the way, at the before we started recording, Lee insisted on introducing me to Deb, and I'm like, we've met lots and lots of times.
We've talked to each other all the time. I think we've all had dinner a couple of times. Yeah, I know. Yeah, sorry.
And this actually isn't going any farther than this.
That's right. It stays right here, and that's all you need to think about.
So it's okay.
It's okay.
It's just the three of us chatting. Bitsy over here on my feet. Bitsy's my dog. Your cat's all over you.
And my dog my dog ignores me, so unless I have food.
Exactly, so it's fine.
There you go. Yeah, we're all good.
So tell us what you've got scheduled this year for paranormal. What kind of guests? Let's start with the guests. What kind of guests do you have this year?
So, Lee, do you want to take part of that, or do you want me to?
I will let you take part of it, but I'm going to say one thing we brought back because people loved it last year, and it's not really guest related, but it's. It's paranormal track related is we're going to have two. It's only two this year because we have so many panels, but we're going to have two panels where there are free tarot readings. We've got four people who have said they will read. We will do them kind of as we can. These are free. But yeah, we've got people coming and they will read your tarot for you. And, you know, you ask them a question and they ask the cards and they do the tarot reading. So we're very excited about that. Right now there's one on Friday and one on Sunday.
That sounds right.
I think it's I'm pretty sure it's Sunday.
You know what? It doesn't.
It's going to get moved.
I was gonna say, check the app. It doesn't matter what time, what day you say. It's gonna be a different day anyway. Right now. Yeah.
But no, and these are free. I mean, a lot of people are like, really? They're free. They are free. They're great. These are people. They're gonna have business cards there if you want to talk to them. Some of them do readings on Etsy. Some of them do readings in person later if you want a more detailed reading or things like that. But just let you know, it's free. So it is a first come, first serve. We're going to have a lot of people in that room and we're only going to have four people there. If they bring some friends, that'll be great. But just FYI, it is kind of limited. Unfortunately, we want to do as much as we can, but, and then I'll let Deb talk about our guests. Oh, so we'll go back and forth on that, but yeah.
Yeah. So talking about the big rooms, we've got Amy Bruni and Adam Berry from Kindred Spirits.
Woohoo!
And then we've got, is it KJ McCormick from Ghost Hunter, formerly of Ghost Hunters?
Yep.
Is that right? And then.
Yeah, that's correct.
Then Richard Estep or Estep. I'm not quite sure how to pronounce his last name, so I apologize if
you hear,
and I've messed it up. And then Kyle Cobb are going to be doing some panels in our track room. And then Larry Flaxman and the Haunted Librarian, who I think will be interesting.
I think that will be very interesting. We've also got the Georgia Paranormal Group back this year.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing a good four panels. And we also have a Women in Paranormal panel.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be in the track room, which should be very, very interesting. Talking about that. So that'll be good.
Good mixed group from, you know, the local folks. And then Amy Bruni's going to be on that. We've got Amy Bruni down on that one. So it'll be a good mix of, you know, the researchers, you know, all the way down to the investigators, you know, kind of an idea of how they got into it and stuff like that is the way we want that panel to go. So,
But one of the things we always do in paranormal, which we're a little different than some other tracks, don't expect this in some other places, but after a panel with somebody who has written books or things like that, you're going to be able to go up and talk to them afterwards for the 30 minutes between panels while we're setting up the next panel. They may have their books there for sale, or, you know, you can talk to them about what's going on, some questions you may have additionally or whatever. So they'll be there a lot for that too, which is great.
And then we've got William Brock coming back from last year.
Woohoo!
Sasquatch guy. He'll be talking about cryptozoology. I've got to get with him to see what other topics he's come up with because he was kind of a late add. So I don't know what he wants to talk about.
Yeah, John, guess which panel I am making sure that I moderate in the paranormal track room.
Does it involve a big hairy guy?
It does. It's about Sasquatch.
So exciting.
And that's not Chewbacca. So yeah.
Oh, I was thinking we're talking about JJ.
No, we're not talking about JJ. Who is our friend and we love, who's a big hairy guy, but no. We are actually talking about Sasquatch, and I cannot wait to ask them some questions and moderate that for the room. I'm so excited. We're going to talk a whole hour on just Sasquatch.
We're very excited.
So I'm very excited.
Yes, yes, yes. That was actually one of Lee's like demands, quote unquote, that for the whole weekend, she was going to have a Sasquatch panel.
And heck yeah. I believe in the Squatch, baby.
Yes. And then we're going to have a meet and greet with all of our authors on Saturday at 7. So if you have missed anybody that you want to buy a book, talk to them. We're hoping to get everybody in on that. And then Thursday night, kind of a joint X-Track paranormal event, is our 80s dance party. And you can also do lip sync, karaoke sort of thing. We were hoping to have your normal 80s songs, big hits, but if you have something that's kind of not probably top 40-ish, bring it with you on a flash drive.
Or a CD.
Or a CD, I was going to say. Yep. And because we'll have, you know, a normal setup with our tech op folks where they can pop it in for you.
And that's going to be in the
events. Well, you know, you've seen what we do, so.
Yeah, and this is just going to be whenever you come in. Party's going to start, I think we got it set at 9 till like 11:30. So just come in whenever. And if you want to do that, they'll figure out a time. The DJ will figure out the best time and do a couple and then do that with the lip sync stuff. But we just want to do that so people can have fun. This is going to be in the Hilton Crystal Ballroom. We are in the Sheraton, but this is over in the Hilton. And the Crystal Ballroom is the one kind of on the lobby level as you're coming in the Hilton from the street towards the left.
Yeah, in the back.
In the back.
In the back.
But it's an awesome little room. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Cool. Like it.
Did we already mention where you actually are physically located as far as your main track room? I mean, we said Sheraton, but...
We haven't.
Mm-mm. Okay, well, let's don't. So anyway, just kidding.
I don't know where we're
on the Sheraton. You'll find it. No, I'm joking.
Yeah,
around the corner from the extract. That's the only thing I know.
It that is actually true. We're in the same place as last year. It's Deb, correct me. Savannah 1, 2, and 3.
That sounds good.
Let's go with that.
I don't know what room it is.
So, we are in Savannah. That is the room we were in last year. If you came to Paranormal Track, it's a great room because it holds a lot of people. It was really weird because I got a call from Bill Harrison, who is our person who helped set up all the rooms, and the Sheraton said, "Do you really want this set up?" And I went, "That's what we had last year." And they went, and he was like, between me and the Sheraton, you could tell he was like in the middle of a meeting, goes, "Yeah, the Sheraton says that's a bad setup." I'm like, "Well, that's what they did last year and it worked for us, but if they think there's a better one." So when you get there, it'll either be like last year or a totally new setup and it'll all be okay. We'll still have places to sit and listen to everybody.
All right.
So wait, what did they mean it was a bad setup?
Well, we had it. So we had it kind of, I would consider it kind of academic style, that there was we had it. So it was kind of a elongated U. It's a rectangular room. So we were on one side of the long part of the rectangle where the stage was. And then all the chairs were in a U kind of around that. But they were saying that's a bad setup. So they were going to set it up like a lot of other rooms, which is you've got one end where the stage is and then all the chairs. So I don't know how it's going to be set up. I can't wait to see.
Yeah, I'm curious.
I can't wait. Yeah, no, because we had a lot of people on the floor last year and standing room only.
We really
did. Sitting on the floor and standing room only last year. So we're going to do that.
What would you say, Deb, was your biggest surprise for a panel attendance last year?
Tarot. Our very first panel, we got in there and we had all been running around, you know, still setting things up. And we walk in and the room is basically standing room only for a panel we expected maybe 20 people for. And we're like, how are we going to do even a quarter of these people in an hour? Because we have two people to read cards. Even doing three cards at that time was impossible. I mean, we were flabbergasted.
Yeah, which is why I tried to find more people this year. And Deb and I both worked on that. And so we got some more. We've got four right now set up. So that should be a big help. But
It was crazy.
I will also say all of the panels we did with the Ghost Hunters and Kindred Spirits last year. All of those panels were done. They were big and they were all in the big kind of main rooms. And those were full. What?
That was Paranormal Lockdown last year.
Yeah. Oh, Paranormal Lockdown. Thank you. I'm sorry. I got it wrong. Sorry, people. But yeah, Paranormal Lockdown and Ghost Hunters. I mean, when we moved to main rooms, you guys filled it up. It was kind of amazing for that as well. Because it's been, what, 3-4 years since we had Paranormal with Extract. So, yeah. We didn't know.
Yeah, it was... Definitely. We were not expecting it. So,
and I got to be honest, the room, the panel room, our track room was filled a good 80-90% of the time. I mean, all the chairs were taken. If we didn't have people sitting on the floors, we were kind of surprised.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It was definitely a bigger track than we expected last year. So, you know, we're looking forward to it again this year to see how it goes and to, you know, keep growing it and, you know, keeping people interested.
Woohoo!
Cool.
So.
And we're going to talk about Sasquatch. John, we're going to talk about the Squatch.
Did you not talk about him last year?
I don't think we really
did. Lee didn't. We might have.
They had a couple of panels where they talked about different investigations, but there wasn't a full... Just Sasquatch panel.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, we talked about fun things in the woods.
Well, what other specific track or paranormal specific tracks are you doing that aren't involving, you know, guests or whatnot?
I don't remember.
The great thing about paranormal is there are so many researchers and so many people that do this that we're not ever really just doing kind of a what I would consider a fan panel, talking about whatever. Okay. I did tell Dragon Con besides we're Sasquatch. Totally ready. What? Sorry?
Besides Sasquatch.
Yeah.
No, Sasquatch, we have researchers talking about Sasquatch. Oh,
okay. All right. Hey,
no, I'm just moderating that panel. It's not just me. Even though I love him. I love him so much. And her and it or whatever. But no, so we always have that. So we've got some really interesting things. We're going to be talking about some mysticism issues, mysticism and beliefs and how it you can find your way in that path. We're going to be talking about the history of tarot. We're going to talk about that, which is very interesting. We're also going to be doing a couple of panels. I mean, just overall on, you know, just the issues of all of our authors. But, you know, it goes across everything. We're going to be talking about ghosts. We're going to be talking about, you know, the creepy crawlies or scary things in the woods. We're going to be talking about everything. I mean, we're going to, yeah.
Yeah, there isn't
anything we don't talk about, I don't think.
Some of ours are specific topics, like the Richard Estep gentleman. He has a couple of specific cases that he has that he's coming to talk about. But then he's also got some broader, you know, research topics that he's got that he's going to be talking about. So it really is... very varied in the paranormal topic. It's not, none of it is very, you know, I won't say that every panel is going to be specific or broad. They're all over the place. So that's what's nice. Yeah. Even the paranormal Georgia people, they've got, you know, hauntings in Georgia, but then they've also got another one that's all about like the spirit boxes and the different techniques they use, which I find fascinating watching these different shows and seeing what they're using, and then finding, you know, people locally mm-hmm. who can bring them and actually show them here at the con. I, you know, I just think that's neat. So
I really don't want to know if we have any spirits in that paranormal room. Let's not let them check that, because then I can't go back in there because it'll terrify me. Because I don't want them following me home.
I'm good. I'm not staying in that hotel. I'm all right.
Oh, okay. Well, then you can do that panel and I'll just stay away. That'll work. Okay.
That'll work.
I just don't want them following me home because I'm worried about that. But no, I think if you're into paranormal, we're going to have something that's interesting in you. We've got somebody talking about angels. Mm-hmm. We've got, yeah. So it runs the whole gamut.
Yeah.
Now you Lee have in the past had, uh-huh. Had a, I want to say he's a pastor, reverend,
our father, Brian.
Yeah.
Is he doing any talks on the paranormal track, or is that just strictly X-Track? And is he back?
He is back. He's going to be doing a couple on the X-Track. I don't have him on paranormal right now. Okay. We do have a Corvus Nocturne, which I mean no disrespect to either of them, who is Father Brian or Corvus. He's going to be talking about the Church of Satan.
Yes.
Which we do, but yeah, no, Father Brian hasn't. He is doing a talk on what if the aliens come, what would happen with religion in X-Track at some point. Spirituality in X-Track shows is what he's going to be talking about, but gotcha. We haven't really done that, but I mean, well, I know he's willing to talk about it.
I didn't know if he was going to be on the angels panel or what. So.
No, the angels panel is more about guardian angels and how you find out if you have one.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So. Father Brian gets booked up pretty quick. He's working on all sorts of other tracks too. He's crazy busy at con.
I'm telling you, they keep trying to steal other tracks. Keep trying to steal our priest. They get stop.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
When everybody knows Lee needs a priest the most.
Hello?
You should have seen the looks when Lee stood up during a Dragon Con meeting and said, I need a priest. And yeah, it was interesting. That was an interesting Dragon Con director meeting.
She needs an old one and a young one.
Hush up, you. Hush up.
So, Deb...
Yes.
Is there anybody, Lee's gut just dropped a little bit
I'm
there.
I'm being quiet.
So is there anybody actually outside of your track that you would love if you had some time to get away and sneak away to go see this year at Dragon Con?
I was listening to one of the earlier podcasts that you guys have done, and I would take Lee and we would go, not stalk, because stalking's bad. We would have to find... The Lucifer cast.
Is Lucifer's not coming though?
He's not. I thought he was.
Wait, is he coming? That's right. He is.
I was gonna say.
That's right. No, Lucifer. Lucifer.
And his mom is coming as well.
That's okay. Just good. I mean, the whole cast. I just don't want the whole cast. I just want to.
And if Trixie would come, little Trixie.
I just like them all.
I like them all. Yeah, we're right there.
I enjoy the show so much. I just like them all.
Yeah.
Now I know, Deb, because you've been a volunteer for ever at this point.
Yeah.
You've seen the con from a completely different perspective. But if I was a first time con goer, what would you say would be the one thing that I should keep in mind when I'm at Dragon Con? Besides, of course, realize you can't do it all.
Would I be answering this at the age I am or the age I was when I started coming to con?
The age when you started going to con.
Okay. The age I was when I started coming to con.
Yeah. Well, actually, answer both because I'm curious as to what the answer is on both sides.
Yeah, I know. I want to see that. That's why I was saying both. Yeah.
Okay. The age I was when I started coming to con. See, it's so hard too because the con then was so different. So back then, yeah, you kind of could do everything.
Yeah.
It's like you could go to panels all day and then go to the parties and still get up the next morning and do it all again. And it wasn't even a deal.
Oh, God, being 25 was awesome.
Because it wasn't like you were walking, like, you know, yeah, over five hotels.
That is true as well, yes.
You were walking across the street to the Inforum and then back to the Hilton, to the Hyatt. I mean,
yeah,
that's it. You know, you didn't have
God, that's right. That was the year we were in the Inforum, wasn't it? Oh, yeah. Wow.
It's like it. So it wasn't like it was a big deal. You know what I mean? When you waited in line for an autograph, you waited maybe 20 minutes. You know, it wasn't any big deal. So, and like even then, I drove home. I got in my car and I drove to my apartment and then I came back the next morning. So it wasn't like coming now at that age, I would say, have fun, you know, be mindful of your surroundings, which I know is boring, but, you know, it's so important always.
And don't drink too much.
You got to get up the next morning.
Yeah, but make sure that you've got your friends, because you never can watch out for crazy people too much. But, you know, just go have a good time. I mean, you know, this is like, it's supposed to be fun.
Well,
it's stressful. Because DragonCon is stressful, even if you're there to have fun. It's stressful. But go have fun, you know? It's like, don't overthink it.
Let me ask you a slightly different question, which is, if you were not volunteering today and X-Track and Paranormal did not exist, where would you spend most of your time?
At my house?
Well, I mean, if you were attending DragonCon, where would you...
Why on earth would I go if I didn't volunteer?
I know, there you go.
Well, okay.
What? We're not to volunteer.
Okay, then let's...
John, what do you... What
how do you go to a con and not volunteer, John?
That's weird. I mean, 15 years... There's only been 1 year and all that. In 15 years, I haven't gone, but I've not volunteered and all that. So I have no.
And that was only because her roof went boom, guys. It wasn't. Yeah.
No, I have no idea what I would do if I didn't volunteer. I have no clue.
Well, what track? Let's put it this way: what track interests you the most outside of X Track as a fan?
Okay, so Beth and I have discussed this because she knows one of the gaming directors. Mm-hmm. So we have jobs in gaming if we need them.
If Lee decides to fire you, I don't understand what's going on.
Not happening.
I don't think the job's going to be necessary.
Gaming, if you're listening, this does not mean they're open.
If Lee can just sit the curb, we would go to gaming probably. If we could go to registration. We know Regina, but I don't know that she's hiring, is she? She doesn't need people.
I have no idea.
Because Danielle was working for her. I don't know if she needs people. I don't have any idea. I mean, there are shows that I like, but I don't know. I don't know who I'd want to work for. I mean, Lee is the person that I'd want to work for. Aww. If I was going to work in a programming track. If I was going to leave this programming track, I wouldn't want to go to another programming track, I don't think.
And that, I'd want to do
something completely different.
By the way, and I'm going to say this because I know Deb won't, this has nothing to do with the track directors. It's just you love Lee.
Yeah, well, that too. I mean, you know, at this point, I've worked for Lee for so long, and I'm so used to the way Lee does things I don't know that I would be a good volunteer for anyone else.
How is that possible that you're used to Lee? Just between
John,
you and me. Oh, well, Lee's still here.
John,
oh,
John, I am still here, but I want you to think, how many years have you and I done this?
That's why I'm asking the question.
Yeah.
And you've grown used to me to an extent.
Yeah, It has, you know, yes, I enjoy working for Lee, and that's part of it.
It's a special kind of crazy.
It is a special kind of crazy, and I am a special kind of crazy, and you've seen it. I mean, I'm not, I won't say that I'm sane by about Saturday afternoon.
Heck no.
You know, and I don't know that would be fair to put that on anyone else as my track director. So I wouldn't do that to anybody else. So, you know.
And Beth and Deb are people that are like every Monday, they're like, okay, we're gone. We're tired now. We go sleep. I'm like, dead dog. They're like, sleep. We're going to go sleep now. Bye. I'm like, okay, bye.
Our cats called. They want us to come home now.
Sorry, yes, your cats. Yes, your cats are very upset that you have left them.
Gotta go now.
If we could figure out a way to have, you know, therapy cats in our rooms, we would do so, but we can't. Yes,
that would be great.
Yes.
Oh, there might be a way. So
no way. No, stop.
So Deb, this is the part of the program.
Oh God.
Where we match wits with Lee.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if you've been listening, although you said you were, but I don't know how far along
you listened. I haven't heard this part yet. I've only heard like 1.5 episodes, actually, so I'm way behind.
So, I will try not to take that personally, because I believe it's probably Lee's fault. So...
Okay.
I don't care.
I feel like she's like suffocating herself.
I don't care. So this is the part where we're going to play a game with Lee. I'm going to give you three topics to choose from. For example, let's say I gave you the choice between Batman villains, Superman villains, and Star Wars villains. What would you pick out of those three?
I would be terrible at all of them.
Well, just pick one.
What should I pick, Beth? Star Wars villains.
If you went with Star Wars villains, you would the object is for you to name as many of those things going back and forth and not repeating between you and Lee. So if you went with Star Wars villains, what would be the first one you would say?
I have no clue. Jabba the Hutt.
Sure. And then I'd ask Lee, what's yours?
Darth Vader.
And then I would go back to you, Deb, and then we just keep going back and forth until you know we ran out of answers or we got to 10 on each side, which has happened a couple of times, but doesn't happen all the time.
Not all the time.
And if you happen to be the last person to give a proper answer, a correct answer, uh-huh. You get 2 bonus points, unless you're Lee, and then you don't get any bonus points.
No. I just want to say, if all of a sudden Xena characters show up, we're going to have a chat, John.
Mm. Well, Beth's already walked off, so.
Oh, she'll be back. Just yell her back in here. Come on.
You are free to get any help that you need. I know that Andrew won't be of any help, so.
No, not usually. No, he laughs at me during this part.
So, you know, if you have someone around that can help you, your cat or whatever, that's perfectly fine as well. So anyway, we're going to start. Is there any questions? Do you understand what the game is?
I understand.
Okay. So here are your options. Female world leaders.
I hate you.
Actors from Spider-Man movies or lakes. Yes, just in general, lakes.
Lee, we're equally. I'm going to suck.
Yeah, so, I pretty much. Yeah.
So you get to choose the first topic, Deb.
What was the very first one listed?
Female world leaders. Arguably, none of these are really genre, except for the actors.
I know. I was kind of like, "Where is the genre question, John?" But okay,
I don't even know. Lakes.
Okay, so name a lake.
No, man. Lake Sinclair.
Lee, name a lake.
Lake Lanier, which is in Georgia.
Deb.
Lake Huron.
Lee.
Lake Murray, which is in South Carolina. Hush up.
Deb.
Lake Erie.
Lee.
Lake Superior.
Deb.
Damn, you took mine. Lake Okeechobee.
Yay! Florida. Okay, Lee.
I think Lake Michigan.
Sure. Deb.
Lake Osceola.
Is she from Florida?
Yes.
There you go. Lee.
Yeah, her wife is from Florida. Lake Victoria.
Deb.
Canada, baby.
Lake Pontchartrain.
Oh, dear God, woman. Pontchartrain? Really? You're going to New Orleans? You're going to Louisiana? Lake Erie.
We already said Lake Erie.
Oh, shoot. Lake Hartwell. which is in between Georgia and South Carolina.
That was a good one.
I'll take your word for it. Deb.
It is. Oh, it's not like Beth doesn't know more of those in Florida. Tell her to grab one up. Because I'm out. This is it. I am done. You need one more, babe.
What'd you say, Beth? Lake Oconee.
Sure. Lee.
Yeah, that's it. I'm done. No, I have nothing else.
All right. So Deb wins that round. There you go. Get you 2 bonus points there. All right, Lee, your choice.
Mm-hmm.
Here are your options. Oops.
I swear to God, if He-Man comes up, we're gonna have words.
Oh, I gotta mark Lakes off my list here.
So it doesn't show, okay.
It showed up again.
Lakes. All of a sudden Lakes show up. Really?
Yeah, well. Uh-huh. I was running out of things to write down. Okay. Sci-fi franchises with no aliens.
Oh.
Franchises with no aliens. Okay.
Mm.
Horror film villains or movies with werewolves. Did we already do movies with werewolves? It came up as an option.
We did Frankenstein.
Yeah, it came up as an option. Yeah. So sci-fi franchises with no aliens, movies with werewolves, or horror film villains.
All right, let's do sci-fi movies with no aliens.
Sci-fi franchises with no aliens.
Franchises.
So franchise. Okay. Lee, you start.
Firefly.
Yeah, fair enough. Deb.
Would Lord of the Rings count?
That's more fantasy.
Yeah.
This is a really hard one, actually, as I think about it.
I'm trying to think of one,
and I can't think of one. Sci-fi franchises with no
aliens. I think I got the only one there is, maybe.
No.
Because everybody was human.
I'm sure there's... Oh, well... Yeah, okay. Debbie, you got one? Did you?
No.
No. Lee, do you have another one? You don't need another one.
I can't think of another franchise that's sci-fi. I can think of some fantasy ones, but not really. I mean, I thought of Buffy the Vampire Slayer because there are no aliens, but that's not really sci-fi. It's more, I don't know.
All right, we're going to call that one, Lee. You won that round. You won that round.
Oh, yay.
Well, okay. All right. So, Deb, it's your choice. Movies with werewolves, that came back up again. Actors from Spider-Man movies, that came up again. So, it's got any actor in a Spider-Man movie. And flavors of Coke.
Werewolves.
Movies with werewolves. Go, Deb.
Twilight.
Oh, God.
Lee.
Just because I had to use it.
Lee. Yeah. Good. I'm glad you got it out of the way early. American Werewolf in London.
Deb.
Of course, I have no others. Beth, werewolf movies. Werewolf in London? No, we already used that one.
There is just werewolf.
Tell her that again.
Harry Potter.
Oh, very good. Oh, yeah. Actually, you could list all those movies specifically.
Yeah. Yes, you could. Just show the first Harry Potter. I just thought of one. Oh, I was a teenage werewolf.
That's a good one.
Speaking of teenage werewolves, Deb. Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Teen Wolf. Oh, wow. Okay, cool. Lee?
Teen Wolf 2, which had Jason Bateman.
Yeah. I was hoping you wouldn't make another one.
Yeah.
The Howling. Deb?
The Howling?
Oh, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Lee?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Keep it up, John. It was movies, right? Movies with werewolves?
Yes.
Correct.
Yes, movies with werewolves.
Uh-huh. Abbott and Costello meet the werewolf.
Yes, that is definitely a movie.
I didn't say it was a good movie. I just said it was a movie.
It was a movie. Yes.
Which one?
I love that I can hear Beth yelling in the background. That is like my favorite thing ever.
She's like in another room of the house completely.
I mean, the wolf man. Oh, wait. Sorry, wait. Deb, is it your turn?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, you got one?
The wolf man?
Oh, the wolf man. Yes, that's a good one.
Yeah, is that going? Okay.
Lee,
okay,
good. Lee, how's it going over there? What do you got?
I'm thinking for a sec. You can give me a second. See, I'm not into werewolves that much. I'm out.
Yeah.
I was looking at my movie shelf. I have no werewolf movies, and I can't think of another one.
Do you happen to have another one, Van Helsing, that you might be able to answer, Deb?
Oh, God. Oh, is Van Helsing one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. It is, strangely enough. Okay. Well, that's good enough. So let's see. We'll give you the 2 bonus points on that. All right. So while I'm doing the tally here, go ahead and remind everybody where you're at and where they can find more info on the paranormal track.
We will be in the Sheraton. We believe it's the Savannah Rooms. We're not 100% sure.
1, 2, and 3. Yep. I'm 99% sure. Yeah. And where we were last year, you'll find
where we were last year, correct. Over by the elevators that are down the hall. Not the ones right there by the
neck,
but down the hall. And the app should be updated next week or the week after.
Soon.
Not the week after, because next week is soon. And we will have more information about that soon enough. And we're pretty excited.
And right now, if you have a question, you can send it to the X-Track Facebook group. It's DragonCon X-Track. We don't really have a paranormal group because we were trying to rename this, and then there were problems with Facebook letting us do that. So for right now, at least, if you have a paranormal question, send it there.
Yep.
And we will tell you where our Twitter is closer to con, but we honestly, as people who do like social media and actually have social media for ourselves, we're terrible about this social media. I just have to admit that. I'm sorry. I suck.
So, speaking of that, Lee, the score.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I hate.
The score that I have, at least, is Lee got 13 and Deb got 18. Congratulations, Deb.
Oh, thanks.
Yay, Deb! That's awesome. I hate you, John. I hate you so much, John.
So, until next time, for everybody who hates me, including Deb and Lee, this is John saying peace.
Bye. And the kitties say meow.
Yes.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter at @TheUniqueGeek. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Share Alike non-commercial license.